And good morning. This is the Latin Alt HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and this is Por la Mañana con Sabor. And right now, I'm a little starstruck. I'm a little shaken. You can already hear her in the background. We got a special guest in studio here today. We got La Marisol. You may know her from La Santa Cecilia, or you just may know her as La Marisol because her name kind of just goes worldwide, you know? And she's in the studio here today to talk about her performance happening this Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Soraya Center here on CSUN campus. Hi, welcome,
Buenos Marisol. Días.
Buenos días.
Buenas estás? Tardes. Bien, bien aquí, contenta. Happy to be here with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, gracias. To hang out.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure and such an honor. You're like, you've won a Grammy for... No me recuerdo ahorita, pero...
30 días.
30 días. And yeah. Then you've also been nominated for a Latin Grammy, which is like amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And life-changing.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I get to do music with the people that I love, you know, with my bandmates in La Santa Cecilia. We get to travel. We won a Grammy in 2014. And yes, it definitely opened a lot of doors. And we feel very, very grateful to be able to do what we love, you know, to play music and travel and connect with people, man.
Yeah. And you started in very humbly down here in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, so you're a local.
Yeah. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, moved to Mexico for a few years, came back. Pero, I mean, yes. Born and raised in Los Angeles, always.
And now you're back here in the valley of out of all places to like perform something new at the Soraya, which I'm really excited about. You're going to have so many guests.
Yes, I'm so excited about the show. We're doing, estamos haciendo un homenaje to Mexican American music this Saturday, October 12th. And I'm thrilled about it, man, because it's something different from La Santa Cecilia. Of course, it has a lot to do with La Santa Cecilia as well, no? But this night I get to you know share music with the California Feet Warmers, which is a local band from Los Angeles that plays like that beautiful like New Orleans jazz.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
And we're bringing our friends from Texas, Los Tex Maniacs, to come and jam out. So it's gonna be pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
like
va a haber
de todo, you know. Yeah.
A ver si soporta el stage.
Sí.
A ver qué va a
vamos
pasar.
A hacer muchos. Yeah, but it's cool, man. We're doing, you know, we're gonna pues hacerle un homenaje to our musical heroes, you know, to a lot of the artists that I didn't grow up listening to all of these artists, but that have definitely, they've been a discovery that I've learned through La Santa Cecilia, and we just wanted to pay our respects and just kind of give them like this love letter, you know, through music to artists like Lalo Guerrero, like Linda Ronstadt, who I just saw her documentary is just like amazing, you know?
Oh, really? I gotta check her out.
Yeah, yeah, you should. And you know, bands like Los Lobos and also Matly and contemporaries like you know, I'm a huge fan of Cuco. I'm a huge fan of like Chicano Batman. So we're gonna be covering like the music of all these artists from Lalo Guerrero to today.
So, that's cool. So what inspired you to actually want to branch out that way and just cover all these different artists that you've heard over the years?
Yeah, well, la gente bonita aquí de Soraya, they invited me to come and do a show and they asked me, what would you like to do? And pues I got to thinking about the music that I grew up with, but also the music that I didn't grow up with. And, and you know, like growing up in Los Angeles, en mi casa éramos mexicanos. And growing up on Olvera Street era tener orgullo por ser mexicano, and out in the world at school with your friends, it was very much about, you know, rock and roll or, you know, like the American pop culture. And it wasn't until, you know, in my adventure with La Santa Cecilia, which has been like a vehicle for me to express myself, to share my story, and also to discover who I am, right? Is where I start learning more about Mexican-American music and musicians like Lalo Guerrero, you know, who's like considered like the original Chicano, and artists like Lidia Mendoza. And you know, growing up, I felt like it was always separate, and you look and you try to find people to get inspiration from. And I remember seeing Selena in like the 90s when I was on TV.
Oh, okay.
Like I saw her on TV. No, hombre, I wish.
I was gonna be like, dang.
No, hombre, I wish I would have met her in person, pero I saw her on TV, And I was maybe like 14 mm-hmm. or 15. And I see this woman singing her, you know, just singing her soul out. And I could hear in her voice, I could hear those R&B singers. I could hear that American, like, soul music in her voice. As she was singing Tejano music, as she was singing Mexican traditional music,
and cumbias and all that.
And when I heard her speak in an interview, ahí fue así como que sas, like she's like me. She's a Mexican American, you know? Yeah. And to me that like blew my mind because it showed me what we can do, what I could do, that it doesn't matter if you know, si soy pocha or if I was born in the United States or you know, I can still honor my roots and the music that I love, which is traditional music, and I can still be who I am, you know?
Like, and I think that's what you do with La Santa Cecilia, which I think, in my opinion, is like an important band out here for a lot of Latinos and Latinas, because, I mean, what Selena did for you, I'm sure you're doing for other little girls.
Oh, thank you, man.
You know what I mean? Especially coming from L.A., growing up here as that pocha, you know, as they like to call. And you know, you're singing in Spanish, you're singing in English, and just kind of breaking borders that way.
Yeah, and thank you. I appreciate that. So this is what I see about these artists. Like, I've discovered a lot of these artists later in life. And like Lalo Guerrero, like Lidia Mendoza, like Linda Ronstadt, who I had no clue. I mean, yes, I knew her from her album Canciones de Mi Padre, but I didn't know that she was like this huge pop star in the 70s and 80s. Like, I had no clue, you know?
Myself, I'm like figuring out these new artists.
Yeah.
New old, you know what I mean?
Totally,
like new
to
old. You, but they're
yes.
old.
Yeah, like they've been around, but yeah, exactly. So this is why I wanted to do the show Mexico Americano, este homenaje, because I wanted to honor these artists and just have a night and kind of make a playlist for everybody to if you didn't know these artists, now you're gonna know them.
That's
or
awesome.
To discover new artists too, no? People that maybe you haven't heard that are just coming out, no? También. So
and I'm sure that the crowd that you'll bring out today, like out on Saturday, it's like they're also probably going to be learning about these old new people.
Yeah, I think that this show is a show for all people from all ages, you know. I look forward to people bringing their tíos or tías or abuelitas, their moms,
nietos, nietas.
Yeah, and I hope that the college kids, that the younger people come out to the show too, because I feel like it's a show that's multi-generational, like todos podemos aprender y compartir algo, I'm excited
cool.
for it. I'm nervous, but I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I'm so excited too. So this first song that we're going to play some music, what's this first song you have in store for us?
Well, I'd like to share this song called Mexico Americano. We recorded in La Santa Cecilia's last album called Amar y Vivir. It's a traditional album, and we wanted to include this song that we heard from this band called Los Pingüinos del Norte, from a documentary called Chulas Fronteras, and that also we heard, covered by Los Lobos, so we did our version of Mexico Americano.
All right, let's hear it right now here on the Latinal HD3.
Cool.
Go ahead. Get yourself comfortable.
Thanks.
All right, cool. And we're back here on the Latinal HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and I'm here joined with
La Marisol. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Yeah, wake everybody up because they got to know about your show on Saturday happening at the Soraya at 8 p.m. And you're going to like blow everyone away.
I hope
That's
so.
My prediction.
Yes.
Everybody's going to leave with their hair like all despeinado and everything.
You see, we're gonna definitely have music for people to dance and to cry and to hug y de todo, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now I want to get to know your musical past a little bit. Just like, where did it all start? ¿Dónde vino tu inspiración para hacer música?
I feel like my inspiration. I mean, the first people that inspired me and that had a big influence in my life were my mom and my dad. My mom always wanted to be a singer since she was very young, and she loved singing those cumbias and those Rigo Tobar songs. And my dad played guitar and sang really bad, like super bad, out of key, bien desafinado. But he was like a very bohemian person. He loved to be the life of the party and That's get together beautiful. With his friends and, you know, y tomar and tell jokes. And just he had a big love for life. And I feel like they inspired me. I think I'm a mix of them both, no? And ever since I was a little girl, that's all I wanted to be was a singer. Maybe I inherited the dream from my mother.
Uh-huh.
I did inherit her voice. Like, I sing because cool. my mother taught me how to sing. But growing up, you know, I listened to whatever my parents were listening to. So it was like Juan Gabriel, Rocío Dúrcal, Amanda Miguel, José José, of course, all that music. But also, like, I was a little MTV kid, you know? I loved, you know, Paula Abdul and Madonna. And then when I was a teenager, I really loved, like, classic rock. I loved the Beatles and Led Zeppelin.
The classics, yeah.
And then one day someone gave me an Ella Fitzgerald album, and then that blew my mind.
Oh, my God.
And then my dad gave amazing. Me a Mercedes Sosa CD in my teenage years. And so it was always like a mix of folk and traditional Latin American music, and also like rock and roll, and, you know, pop.
The American culture, yeah.
Yeah, those were all my influences, you know?
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so when did you, what was your first instrument? Did you start doing the guitar like your dad did, or you just strictly stuck to singing?
I stuck to singing. I started singing, I feel like started singing professionally, I feel, when I was like 14. We uh-huh. came back from Mexico, and I told my parents, like, very seriously, this is what I want to do. I want to sing. I want to be a singer. And my dad, you know, instead of saying, ay, mija, well, we're going to take you to school. You're going to learn how to play guitar. He says, pues vente acá a la placita. You know, I expect you at Olvera Street right here. You could sing in front of the restaurant right here, La Luz del Día, with these older musicians. They were like a trio.
Uh-huh.
And they let me sing with them. And
oh, that's cool.
They taught me so much, man. They taught me how to sing loud. They taught me how to pass the basket around. They taught me how to play maracas.
What's the basket thing?
How to pass the basket? Yeah. Well, when you busk, you stand in front of a crowd. Yeah, you ask for, so you play your song.
I thought that was a singing term.
No, I mean, it is. You pass the basket after you sing, you know?
Yeah.
When you're busking. A pasar la canasta, sí,
okay,
no?
Okay.
¿Y qué más? And, later in life, you know, growing up in L.A., there's also, you know, I mean, you can learn how to play mariachi, play guitar. And I learned how to play la jarana, which is a traditional instrument from Veracruz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning how to play, but I learned at the Eastside Cafe in El Sereno.
And it's still
just,
there.
It's still there.
Strong, yeah.
And wherever I could go to a fandango, I fell in love with Son Jarocho music and because of bands like Quetzal, you know?
And now is that one of the places where you're like, yes, I want to make this my career?
When?
Like being at Olivera Street, singing with
Definitely.
That trio and just going off of that, you're like...
That's what I wanted to do. I mean,
I want to pass the canasca worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I still love. I still love to busk. You know, now I get to travel with my bandmates and be on, you know, beautiful stages and perform in different places. But there's nothing like standing in front of on a street corner and just playing or singing your heart out. And where there is no, like, there is no anything filter. It's just whether if the people like it, they'll, you know, they'll drop a buck. And if they don't, they could just keep walking by. And I think there's something very special about that. But yes, ever since I was, you know, a teenager, this is what I wanted to do. And it was later when I met Pepe, our accordion player, and also our percussionist in La Santa, that we decided to, that we just didn't want to play music at weddings and fiestas, that we wanted to tell our own stories,
mm-hmm.
that we wanted to experiment and create a band where we could play all kinds of music. And so we started La Santa Cecilia About 12 or 13 years ago, man.
Yeah,
time flies. Time flies when you're having fun, and we've been having a lot of fun. We have our ups and downs, you know? We're like a family. We're like brothers. Pero
el amor está ahí.
Pero el amor a la música y a nosotros, ahí está todavía, you know?
That's amazing. Yeah. And now, 2019, you're about to release a brand new album. Self-titled?
Yes, it's self-titled. This album is called La Santa Cecilia. And we chose for it to be called, to just be self-titled, because we feel like more than ever these songs are about us,
mm-hmm.
are of what we've been going through, of what's been happening in our lives. And, you know, we feel so grateful to be able to live our dreams, no?
Yeah.
To create goals, to connect with people through music. But that doesn't mean that life doesn't have its way with you. And we still feel sometimes, and I can say that I feel like I've been chewed up and spit out by life, you know? I have a daughter now. I lost my father, a few months ago, which was one of my best friends. And two of my bandmates also, Miguel, also, and Alex, also lost their fathers, mm-hmm. in 12 months.
Oh my goodness.
So while we were writing this album and recording this album, we experienced the loss of these three important people in our lives. So
yeah. Your Achilles heel, basically.
Yeah. You know? So it's what we're writing about. It's what we're talking about in this album.
Yeah.
And it's very personal.
Yeah. I'm sure. And you make a lot of like social commentary in there as well. So you're like keeping up with the times as well, you know?
I mean, we're inspired by life, and we write music based on what we see, mm-hmm. and what is in what we see around us, no? And that could be about love, that could be about social media, that could be about losing someone and learning how to love someone even though you can't hold them anymore or see them anymore. So.
And now let's go on to one of the songs from the album. Do you want to play Nobody Knows or I've Been Thinking?
I'd like to share I've Been Thinking.
Okay.
It's a song that we wrote for you know, whoever you've lost, no?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear I've Been Thinking by La Santa Cecilia here on the Latin Alt HD3.
Cool.
And then Nobody Knows at the end.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a good one to end.
Cool. And we're back. You just heard I've Been Thinking from La Santa Cecilia's upcoming album, just self-titled. You're listening to the Latin All HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and in the studio we got La Marisol.
Hola.
Here. We've been talking about your amazing show coming up Saturday at the Soraya.
Sí.
And then your upcoming self-titled album.
Album, yeah.
Which I saw the artwork. It looks really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm hoping to snag us a vinyl and like put it
oh
up.
Man, dude, we just got the vinyls in the mail, and the album looks so good.
Yeah.
I think you guys are gonna love it. And the actual record's like a see-through, like seafoam green.
Oh, gold, cool.
Like going, like get it. It's coming out October 18.
Okay.
But yeah, and the artwork was made by Umberto Howard. So he's our visual artist, and we've been working with him since the very beginning.
Okay, so some, I guess, a little tidbit. Yeah, he's been doing the artwork for you
from
all the other albums?
Desde 30 Días,
oh,
El
wow.
Hielo, all of them. So he's like our, well, he's my honey too, so that's why maybe.
Oh, you're a little biased right there. Te agarró con la arte.
Ándale, sí.
That's awesome. So what was this song about? A little more further information about it, yeah.
About the Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out?
Is no, this... I've Been Thinking.
Oh, I've Been Thinking. Bueno, pues the song I've Been Thinking is a song about you know, like losing someone that you love. And that could be whether it's death or the end of a relationship and just kind of how hard it is sometimes to say goodbye to people that you love, mm-hmm. no? And we, you know, we wrote it right in the middle of recording this album, you know? My dad passed away, so, I mean, I feel like, for me, the best way to heal or to process what's going on in my life or what I see is by writing songs. And mm-hmm. so we wrote this song, and we've been playing it on tour, and I end up cry singing the song, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But I feel like it's a way for me to accept and let it out, you mm-hmm. know. And like singing with my bandmates, singing these songs feels very healing because I feel like, yes, I can. This is a place where I can be sad and I can just let it out, you know.
Yeah, it's therapy, you know.
It's como terapia, totalmente.
And so you're about to release this new album, and you already talked about some themes that you've wrote about. Are there any other themes the audience can expect to hear?
Yeah, they're all the songs have something to do with what I feel we're going through, whether it's, you know, like we have a song called Always Forever, and it's like a very danceable disco song, but it's about being like in a long relationship, and I've been in a relationship with my bandmates, you know, and it's kind of like a marriage, you know, like we just play music and travel, but we're with each other all the time, and it's like, how do you continue to find the fun in what you do, or to continue to keep the love going, no, and the excitement for, and I feel a lot of people can relate to that, you know, whether it's your relationship with your partner, with your husband, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, or with your friends, or at work,
yeah,
you know, feeling, how do you keep feeling inspired about something that once was so full of passion for, you know?
That's true.
And we also wrote this song called Dream that you know, we dedicate to the dreamers, and we dedicate to all the dreamers, because I feel like we're living in dark times right now. And you know, we see a lot of ignorance, we see a lot of hate around. And I know that for a lot of our dreamers, it feels like it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And we just want to remind everyone, you know, with a song like this called, it's called Dream, to continue, man, to continue to find the light, to continue to shine in the dark, man, you know, to not give up and to keep always reaching for the stars, always. Porque como dicen, la esperanza es lo último que muere, y nosotros no podemos dejar de sentir esperanza y de echarle ganas al cambio. Even if it looks as dark as it seems right now, we can't give up, and we're not giving up, you know?
No. So, and I'm sure the people listening to it, it's just kind of brighten up their hearts.
Yeah, para echarle ganas, you know, echarle ganas a la vida, siempre.
And that's so beautiful that your band is able to do that, you know, with the tape, the type of music that you play, and mixing all these cultures. It makes feel everybody involved, you
yeah,
know?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, our music is for everyone. We love making music for everyone. And I think that everyone can find something that, you know, that you can get into, you know, whether if it's a sad song or a song to uplift you, to make you dance, or just to have fun, you know.
Yeah, and that's what you can always expect from Lata Santa Cecilia, or even yourself, like with your show on Saturday. It's going to just be super fun, and you can forget about the dark times for a little bit and just get lost into the music. And I just can't wait for that show.
Thank you.
I just want to talk a little bit more about like the songs that you're going to cover. Can you, I honestly, as soon as you said Cuco, I'm like, what is she going to sing from Cuco?
Cuco.
Is it going to be a surprise?
Yeah, it's a surprise. Okay. I can't give it away. Pero yes, we're going to sing. I'm going to sing a Cuco song. It's one of my favorite songs. And you know what I love is that we're going to do, obviously, like, I don't make music like Cuco, you know? I mean, I have no idea how to, like, work, you know?
Synthesizers.
Yeah, like, all that stuff. Pero we're going to do it in our own way. And I think that's, like, to me, what's been so exciting and so tan divertido para mí, no? It's been a lot of fun to grab these songs and, of course, with a lot of care and respect, interpret them in our own way. So, you know, like we're doing, we're gonna be doing like I said, Cuco songs. We're gonna do Osomatli songs. We're gonna do
Chicano Batman
too. And I like that. I love that we're mixing, you know, that we're doing artists from the past and we're doing artists from the present and everything in between, you know. Of course, we're doing Selena, you know, and I won't give away the song, you know, but we're doing Selena in our own way. I can say that we're going to do a version of a Selena song with the California feet warmer. So if you kind of get an idea of what the feet warmer sound like, and then what will that sound like? A Selena, a cumbia with the feet warmers,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's cool. And now there's, have there been any other artists you wish that you would have had more time for on Saturday that you've been listening to, like new artists in a sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot. There's a lot of artists that, I mean, when we were making, when I was choosing like the song list, the artist list, there's a lot of artists that we feel that, I mean, I feel that we could, that are left out, but I feel like these
are
the ones.
I can't say the word sometimes, my bilingual tongue. Quintessential, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But it's going to be very, muy variado.
Yeah, maybe we can do a second show later.
Sí, maybe, take it on the road or something.
Yeah, and expand the playlist. Uh-huh. That's cool. So we have one more song you're going to play. We're going to play Nobody Knows.
Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out is a song that was sung by the great Bessie Smith. It's a song that we recorded with La Santa Cecilia and the California Feet Warmers. But it's a song, man. Es para, yo siento que es como una canción para las borracheras, sí. When you're like down and out, but then when you're like down and like out, like good. Like I feel like it could mean both things, you know?
Yeah. Or even when you're waking up the next morning, like toda periada, and you're like, oh, where's the sun at? Don't show me the sun right now.
The walk of shame. No es cierto. But yeah, I love these guys. I always enjoy recording with the California Feet Warmers, and they will be my guests for the show on Saturday at the Soraya. And I hope you guys enjoy this classic tune.
All right, you're listening to Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out here on the Latin All HD3. I'm going to play, and then we're going to say our goodbyes.
Yeah.
All right, that was Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. You can find that on the new album coming out October 18th from La Santa Cecilia, self-titled. So it's very easy.
Yes.
It's very easy to find. And we're still here in the studio with La Santa, La Marisol.
From La Santa Cecilia.
From the Santa Cecilia. I get tongue-tied a lot.
Don't worry, me too, man.
Bilingual tongue, man.
Yes.
You're trying to say a word in Spanish, but it comes out in English. And
yes.
You're like, blah, blah, blah.
Or sometimes you're thinking in English and it comes out in Spanish.
Yeah.
Or in Spanglish. I know. It's like every day. Everyday thing, you know, all the time.
And like, oh, you just sound weird. No, I'm like.
Or sometimes I feel like I'm translating myself.
Yeah.
I have to translate myself. And it's like, what am I doing?
That's so funny. It was so relatable. It's so great to talk to someone like that. You know, it's like.
Gracias.
We understand each
other.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, I want to thank you so much. It's been such an honor to talk to you about your music and about your show happening the Soraya Saturday, this Saturday at 8 p.m. where you're gonna just blow everyone away. I can't say that enough, really.
Thank you, man. I hope so. Thank you for inviting me and, you know, for sharing La Santa Cecilia's music.
Yeah,
and
all the time.
Ahí los espero, Everyone, come out to the show tomorrow here at the Soraya. We're going to have a blast, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there's some really cool surprises.
And it's the Valley, so there's parking everywhere.
Really. Yeah.
No excuses. If you're, like, playing in L.A., you're like, I can't find parking.
No, aquí sí hay mucho parking, so.
Yeah.
Get your butts over here.
Yeah, well, thank you again. Hopefully we can have you here with the whole band and playing
for
our audience. So thank you again. Good luck.
Gracias. Bye.
Bye.